these huge reconstructions of London are incoherent and conflicting. Each is based on its own assumptions and separate expert advice, and the resulting new opening plays its part in the general circulation as duct or aspirator, often with the most surprising results. The discussion of the London traffic problem as we practice it in our clubs is essentially the sage turning over and over again of such fragmentary schemes, head shakings over the vacant sites about Aldwych and the Strand, brilliant petty suggestions and dispersal. Meanwhile, the experts intrigue. One partial plan after another gets itself accepted, this and that ancient landmark perish, builders grow rich, and architects infamous, and some Tower Bridge horror, some vulgarity of the automobile club, some Buckingham Palace atrocity, some Regent Street stupidity, some such cramped and thwarted thing as that new arch which gives upon Charing Cross is added to the confusion. I do not see any reason to suppose that this continuous muddle of partial destruction and partial rebuilding is not to constitute the future history of London. Let us, however, drop the expert methods and handle this question rather more rudely. Do we want London rebuilt? If we do, is there, after all, any reason why we should rebuild it on its present site?